Hey, Daily Dosers. My name is Nate Ellis, and I'm one of the student ministry pastors at the Rancho Bernardo campus. And I am here with Hindsight is 2020. 2020 got the worst out of people, or maybe just myself. But I think if we look around at culture and look around at the world around us, it got the worst out of people. I mean, it's pretty clear to say that people went crazy in 2020. Probably not went crazy, probably just revealed some of the crazy that was hidden underneath, just with all the chaos and everything going around. But when I look back personally, I see how selfish I was this year. I see how easy it was for me to be selfish, how easy it was for me to put myself above others. And I know this is not something that's new to 2020, but I think just with all of the pressure and all the things going on, it revealed to me just how easy it was to be selfish. And I'm sure there are some of you who are in this boat with me. I am reminded of the words of Jesus in response to 2020 and an action towards 2021. Matthew 16, just a little context of the chapter. Jesus is getting close to the cross, and he tells his disciples that, hey, he's going to die. And Peter, being the righteous brother that he is, goes, "No, Jesus, like, there's no way you're going to die. I will stop it. I will do whatever it takes." And then Jesus strongly rebukes Peter and then tells the disciples this in Matthew 16, starting at verse 24. "Then Jesus says to his disciples, 'Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it.'" These are some powerful words, some big action steps for you and I to deny ourselves, to take up our cross, to follow Jesus, to lose our life so we can find it in Him. How did you do at denying yourself this year? I know for me, I did it halfway decent. How did you do at following Jesus this year without actually physically being in church? How often did you take up your cross? "Whoever loses their life for me will find it." As we are stepping into 2021, not knowing what parts of 2020 will follow, I know I want to lose my life for Jesus. I want to deny myself and follow Him. I want to deny the selfishness in me that keeps holding me back, that keeps putting myself first. I want to put my wife first. I want to put my daughter first. I want to put the people around me first. And this year, I just was filled with selfishness, with thinking about me first, with wanting to make sure that I had a toilet paper, with wanting to make sure I had everything secure, because so many things that I found security in, that I found comfort in, got stripped away. And so as we move forward into 2021, I would challenge you to take some time and maybe even write down how you can deny yourself in this upcoming year. Daily, how can you deny yourself? Daily, how can you take up your cross? Daily, how can you follow Him? It's not just following Him and going to a church building, but actually speaking up in your life group, even though it's weird, still being on Zoom. Actually speaking up and being vulnerable with the people around you. How can you deny yourself? How can you take up your cross and follow Jesus? So I would challenge you to take some time to see how you can do this today. You can do this tomorrow, the rest of the week, shoot, the rest of 2020, and the rest of this upcoming new year. Love you, Daily Dosers. Happy New Year.